Good morning. It's March 14th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title, Just Keep Swimming. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Romans 12:12. We have a fish tank at our house. Well, okay, a 125-gallon corner tank aquarium. It is filled with the most colorful, interesting, varied freshwater fish. While I spent 10 years tending a saltwater tank, which required the most effort and expense in keeping the plants and corals alive, not the fish, I finally discovered the world of cichlids, endemic to Lakes Malawi and Tanganyika in Africa, to the Amazonian Delta in South America, as well as some high-water lakes in Mexico, and the slow-moving waters of Southeast Asian rainforests. Every morning I feed them, and every evening I play violin in front of them, for which they dutifully line up at the front of the glass. Probably some sort of weird vibration thing, not the quality of play. They are fascinating to watch. One of the things that always catches my attention, however, is their seemingly calm perseverance. Back and forth, in and out, up and down, they journey through the plants and rocks, the placas, even burrowing into the gravel, or attaching to the glass so their entire mouths and undersides are plainly visible. I guess the word that comes to mind is tireless. Definitely not boredom, because they are always up to some new antics with each other, but tireless. Many of you with children and grandchildren will remember the fabulous 2003 film Finding Nemo. Dory, the regal Tang, voiced by Ellen DeGeneres, was beautiful and kind, but lacked a significant short-term memory. Famously, she taught Marlin, the distraught clownfish dad, that when things get you down, the thing to do is just keep swimming. Her buoyant attitude, no matter what the circumstance, along with Marlin's determination, allow them to rescue Nemo against impossible odds. You don't have to look too far today to find new circumstances that many view as terrifying, the solutions desperately sought, against seemingly impossible odds. Viral pandemics and market crashes come to mind, but so do a few other stories played out in the past. An America devastated by economic collapse clawed its way back to prosperity in the 1930s. From the battlegrounds of the Revolutionary War to the shores of Europe, Africa, and the islands of the South Pacific, the overpowered forces of freedom faced immense forces of oppression and yet triumph. How did they do it? They put one foot in front of the other, that's how. The early Christian fathers followed on the heels of the apostles themselves, spreading the gospel throughout the known world. For nearly two centuries, almost all faced gruesome death at the hands of the world's most powerful empire, bent on the destruction of the fledgling Christian faith, and yet they still promoted it. Martyred by being thrown to wild animals, crucified, beheaded, torn apart on the rack and burned at the stake, were first the disciples, then the likes of Ignatius of Antioch, 60 to 115 AD, Justin Martyr, 100 to 165 AD, Origen, 186 to 250 AD, and many, many others. If the resurrection had been a hoax perpetrated by the disciples, would they and their own students have gone on to die for expounding the truth of it? Of course not. Did the execution of these heroes of the faith testify to their failure? Far from it. Their persistence, generation after generation, led not only to eternity for each of them, but to the worldwide spread of a religion that came into being through a baby born to impoverished parents in a backwater town in a backwater district of a backwater corner of the Roman Empire. What did these martyrs do when persecuted throughout their lives? They just kept swimming. We can face things like viral pandemics and economic chaos because our hope is in Christ and our home is in eternity. We can deal on a daily basis by just continuing to swim, to do what we know how to do, to be productive and helpful members of society, and then to go home and share the love of our families. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4:8. Dear Heavenly Father, We praise you that you never abandon us. Guide us as we deal with crises in our lives and in the lives of those who make up our society, to just keep swimming and trusting you to direct our paths. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.